USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The governors of New York and New Jersey declared states of emergency as heavy rainfall and flash flooding caused havoc across the northeastern United States overnight. Power outages were estimated to have hit over 101,000 customers in Pennsylvania and another 100,000 in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. New York City's Central Park recorded 3.15 inches of rain falling in 1 hour last night. The Supreme Court of the United States has refused to block a Texas law banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The judges voted 5-4 early on Thursday to deny an emergency appeal from abortion providers. The Heartbeat Act went into effect on Wednesday in Texas. A majority of American voters, 52% in a Rasmussen poll, say President Biden should resign because of the way he handled the Afghanistan withdrawal. 1,000 likely voters were polled. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Now that the United States is out of Afghanistan, military brass spoke at a press conference Wednesday. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was first to speak from the Pentagon.
America's longest war has come to a close.
Later, a reporter presented a question to Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, about negotiating with the Taliban, now in full control of Afghanistan.
We don't know what the future of the Taliban is, but I can tell you from personal experience that this is a ruthless group from the past, and whether or not they change remains to be seen.
Russia has raised concerns over wear and tear of the International Space Station and suggested it could leave the ISS after 2025. Russia is saying at least 80% of in-flight systems on the Russian segment of the ISS had passed their expiration date, and small cracks in the hull could get worse over time. The station was built in 1998. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting a senior State Department official says due to the rapid exit from Afghanistan, the government does not have reliable data on who was evacuated from Afghanistan to the United States. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Wednesday.
Some of those brave Afghans will be coming to make new lives with their families in America after careful screening and security vetting run by our interagency partners. We're temporarily sheltering some of these evacuees at military facilities here at home. Welcoming these Afghans isn't just about what they've done. It's about who we are.
Retired Brigadier General Don Baldick, along with 90 flag officers, are calling for leadership resignations over the Afghanistan withdrawal debacle that got U.S. servicemen and women killed. Mr. Baldick on Fox News.
This is now about a region that has nuclear concerns with Pakistan and India. It has stability concerns up in Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, out west with Iran. I mean, this is a very dangerous neighborhood that it's not just about Afghanistan. And then you extend it to the rest of the world and you see that we are weak. I've been being told by members military that I served with that they're on the ground in other places, like Africa and other places, that their partners are telling them, you know, we can't trust America.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.